Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Wow, do I have some information for you. Look, if you want to get in the lineup, press 1. Remember that you press 1. If you've already pressed it, don't press it again. I might lose you. When we're doing the show, it's always 1. When we're doing a webinar, it's always star 2. Okay. I don't know why Blog Talk took that down, but we are going to prevail. Anyway, I have lots and lots of great, fabulous, important information for you today. So, you know, I work with this amazing doctor who is holistic first. He's also a licensed internist, so he works on every level. And I was having some physical things going on that I just didn't make any sense to me at all. What usually causes these physical things, like leg weakness and heart palpitations, you know, my blood pressure was great, my pulse was great. Anyway, so I went to see him to have my adrenal supplements kind of brought up to date, and I asked him if he would muscle test me. He doesn't really do that anymore, but I'm such an old client. He said, yeah, sure, I will do that for you, Dee. I said, look, I just want you to test because I know what I believe it is, but I don't want to discuss it with you. Just test. Is it emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual, the basis of what's causing this physical experience? And he got the same thing that I got, that it was spiritual. So these physical things are being caused by a spiritual dilemma in my life. When I got home, I sat down, as you know, guys, I walk my talk. I do what I teach you. And what it was were my chakras were closed, which when your chakras are closed, you stop the flow, right? Why were my chakras closed? Because of my fear of power, which we also tested in the office, by the way, and it tested really, really strong. So all of us are going to come together today, and we are directing, commanding that all energy, including interstellar light and all frequencies between the frequencies, that of our energy that exists in any time-space continuum anywhere is integrated. And anything that's in the way, that's become a part of our energy, that is limiting our joy and acceptance and our power, of our power, must be sent back to the light to be turned back into the light. Only power that is in alignment with divine love is allowed in our energetic systems. And so it is. Then this morning I got up and they said, well, do the same thing with the essential tremors. You know, I have this very slight case. Most people would say, well, it's genetic. Everybody in your family has it. Our channel, my channel, as you know, says genetics is an idea that everybody buys into. Okay, I'll accept that that runs in the family, and then it does. So the basis of the essential tremors, they say, is emotional. Now, everybody really listen, because this is important. And they took me to the core belief, I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong, which, as you know, comes up quite often on the show. And the key word here was, I said, well, where's here? What is here about? And the channel said, it's about knowing that you're the power of your creation in all dimensions. It's not being it, it's knowing it and owning it. So we're all coming together right now and directing, claiming, commanding. I absolutely give myself permission to know that I am the creation of me in all dimensions, that I am safe and secure to know that in every way. I stand in my power and I walk out into my power, knowing that I am the power of the creation of me. And so it is. So we're going to bring in now the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth. And we're going to call in the violet flame and the golden light that washes out all the old yucky stuff. And we are claiming that I am the light that embraces and is excited about my power. And I know, and I am safe and secure to know, and I am standing in my knowing that I am the creation of me. And so it is. Okay, I can go to the calls. Guys, really, really, really important that you live in this knowing now. Okay? I think I'm going to start down here. Oh, we've got lots of people on today. Look at this. I'm going to start at the end and move up. Miss Lee, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Great.
Hi,
thank
baby.
You. It's very important because we are creating everything.
One way or another,
so,
we sure are.
One way or another, yes. So what I just wanted to say hi and thank you and moving forward.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anything.
There isn't, Lee. They're saying there's really no question. You're, as I am, as many people in our community, we are literally on the verge of knowing. But you know, we have to claim I know in order to walk all the way through it. And we have to know that we're safe and secure to walk all the way through it. Just keep doing what you're doing. We are all in the process of learning to be objective and to work with energy like we would cook a dinner.
Yes.
Okay. So you're doing everything right, baby. Just keep doing it and embrace your power, Lee. That's the message for everybody today. Embrace your power. All right, my love.
And
thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Miss Lee's in Chicago. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi,
babe. It's so interesting what you started with, because the last couple of days, my lower back has been knotting up, and I'm fairly certain it's not physical. That it's either emotional
or spiritual.
Well, let's just guess
it. Physical, mental. It's emotional. And it has to do, are you married?
Divorced.
Okay, well, it has to do with him.
That, yeah, that makes sense. There's some stress related to that now.
Yeah, And it's like you get so angry, and in order to control the anger, you hold, that's where you're holding it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So, it makes sense. So, any thoughts on how I help release that anger to release that tension there?
What does the channel say is the answer to everything?
Claim my power?
Joy and love, joy and love, joy,
joy
and love.
Joy and love.
Yep. The more you can send him joy and love while you take the steps you need to take on this plane, the more your back loosens up. There's also a stretch, and I've given this out on the show several times. I am not a doctor. Any kind of physical thing I give you on the show is through an energetic channel. But if you plant your feet, sit on the edge of a chair and plant your feet straight forward, about shoulder width apart, and stretch to the front as far as you can, then without moving your legs or feet, stretch and put your hands on either side of your right leg and then on either side of your left leg. That gives you a really great stretch. Also, guys, if your calves are tight, it will affect everything in your back. So find a slant board or something and stretch your calves every day. These are little things that my trainer has given me, and I am completely out of back pain. Okay, so give that a try too, Lisa. But mostly, you got to get rid of the anger or redirect the anger. Just go, you know, I have every right to be pissed off at this guy, but this is not serving me. And my body is bringing that to my attention. So I'm going to make the choice of what I want to feel so that I live in my power, back to the first part. Okay?
Thank you. That's a great reminder because I'd gotten out of that. I'll get right back in that. Thank you.
Yep, I know. I know. It was. That's why we're in the physical plane. You know, it's easy to do when you're in, not, don't have a stupid body to work with here. Thank you, baby.
Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Robert, have you seen some headway since last week?
I have.
Good.
And I worked a session with Phyllis. And we pinpointed that I have to claim I know what I want. And my question today comes from, should I return to projects I abandoned out of fear and start them again?
I get a yes, and I get that that's the right question. Because when you leave anything in fear, guys, it's not completed. If you leave it behind because of fear, it's not completed. You can leave it behind and go, this doesn't serve me anymore. This doesn't rock my boat. I'm not excited about this. So I'm choosing to replace it with something that's more of a match to my energy and my love for myself. That's fine. But to abandon something because you're in fear of your power, which is what it is in your case, Robert, then wherever you go, there you are. You're just going to keep meeting yourself over and over again. Do you understand?
I do understand.
Okay.
And I really got a lot of insight when we worked on it, because I was really focused on overcoming that, and that new claim that we got from the channel, I know what I want. It just blew my mind open. I've never said that. I always go, I want this, but. Yeah,
well, then
out,
you haven't been listening to this show as much as you should, because we talk about it all the time, Robert. You have got to define yourself as someone who knows, who's someone who's clear. I know exactly what I want. I know how to create it. You've got to claim it, and then you get to experience it. Most
right,
of us
that,
are trying to experience something by saying, I don't know how or I can't. And you can't get there that way as long as you keep directing your brain not to be able to know and not to be able to be clear. Okay?
Right, I got it.
So,
no, it was very helpful.
Yep, Phyllis is right on. Yippee. That was the whole purpose of Creation Station, and I'm glad to see people are out branching out this work. Thank you, Robert. You can do this. Good for you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. Woo!
Woo, indeed. Woo-hoo! Lynn, you're on. Hi, honey.
Hi. So, Masami, on the webinar, it was awesome and brought out.
Yeah,
so
it
much.
Was. Guys, if you didn't hear this webinar, you really missed. If you're worried or concerned or want to know about health, you really need to listen to this webinar. All right, go ahead, Lynn. Thank you for that.
Sure. And we got to this big overgrowth of bacteria in my intestines. And it's been like a vicious cycle of craving all these things and being so anxious and eating those things. And then that
yeah,
just
creates
more.
Yeah, but she told you what
it.
To do, right?
Well, I talked to her further. We emailed, and I'm going to be working with her on Thursday. Like,
good.
Yeah. So, however, I continued to eat what I wasn't supposed to. I mean, and I get, she said there's no way to feel better until you start to repair all of that's happened, and so that's what we're going to start to do, which I get.
Well, yeah, but hold on.
Right.
Your words were, I continue to eat all the stuff that's bad for me.
Right. I'm either completely
not, so no matter how much work you do with her, Lynn, no matter how much work you do with Masami, if you keep screwing yourself over, you're going to get minimal results.
Right. I either am completely not eating those foods for a while, or I'm completely binging on them. And that right there is just kind of my whole life, it feels like. Either
well,
I'm in the light
it.
Or I'm really in the dark.
Then
so,
stop it. Nobody's making you do it, but you.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. And we got to the collective belief pattern.
Yes.
Of the frequencies between the frequencies, which was jealousy towards people I perceived to be more worthy than me.
Yep.
So I've been working on that, and I've been working doing the same statement around anxiety. So,
Lynn, why
is there anything else?
Why don't you just start making an agreement with yourself that you're going to eat half as much of those foods to start with? See, the channel's saying you can do that. You don't think you can go cold turkey full on. So start with that until you start working with Masami. Say, all right, Lynn, you can have a little bit of this and you can have a little bit of that.
Well,
and if you really want to feel better, but see, when I say you really want to feel better, Lynn, I get a no.
I get a no as well.
And
I started.
It's around everything I talked about in the first of the show.
Okay, that's what my question is. Is that what's going on with me as well?
It's what's going on with everybody. If we're not doing what we know is going to support us and empower us to the greatest degree, it's because we're in fear of our power and that we don't know that we are the power of us. So if you knew that you were the power of you, you would know that you could stop eating those foods because you're the one in power.
Yeah,
so,
I get a big yes.
Okay. So this is in different areas pretty much where we're all at if we've been doing the work like people in this community have.
Right.
Okay. Just focus this week, everybody, on I accept my power. I'm safe to be in my power. I know I am the power. And all my chakras are open around being powerful. Just live there this week.
Okay.
All
sounds
right,
good.
Sweetheart.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Come on, guys. If I hear the words, I know I shouldn't, That just says you know what you need to do and you're not choosing to do it. Scott in Las Vegas, you're on. Hi.
Hello, my wonderful and vibrant friend. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. I have just two quick questions.
Okay.
One actually piggybacks off of Robert's. I am picking up a project that I dropped because I've been encouraged to do so, and it's a big undertaking, and I want to make sure that I'm in alignment with it.
That's the right question. We both want the highest answer. Anybody switched? I get that's the right question, and I get you absolutely are, and
yay.
You have to know you are.
Yes. Well, I do now.
Well, there's a big difference in being the God of you, because we all are, and mm-hmm. knowing that we are and putting all that into practice. You understand the difference?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I know.
And
I know, I know, I know I am. I know I am. Okay. Go ahead.
Love it. Thank you. And my other question is, I don't believe in hereditary dis-ease, but I do believe that there's some residual programming in me. I want to make sure that I'm doing what I can to take care of my heart.
Yes, except there's a subconscious focus. The difference is I know hard stuff runs in my family, so I'm doing everything to take care of myself, as opposed to, and here we go with the knowing again, you see. I know that my heart is in beautiful, harmonious balance and creation. Those are the words they're giving me for you.
Oh, that's
I know
beautiful.
My
Thank
heart,
you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a beautiful statement, isn't it? So,
it is.
The difference in, again, is knowing that you're the creator and you're creating your heart and focusing on health and hoping you're the creator and hoping that you're doing everything right to keep your heart healthy. So we want the
Indeed.
First one, right?
Thank you, love.
You're welcome. Love ya.
Love
All
ya.
Right, they want us to balance everything we've gotten to so far. So around everything we've talked about so far, we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I am divine love. Kind of sums it up. So it is. Anna in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I want to thank you again for allowing me to be there Wednesday. And I wanted to kind of follow up on what came up as far as money flow, that it came up that it was related to what came up during the webinar.
Everything is interrelated. As you do anything, you do everything. So if you have a
right.
belief that's limiting you anywhere, it's limiting you everywhere. All
okay.
right. So keep going, Anna.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing a lot of energy work and a lot of work around releasing emotions, and it's been very effective. I have not been able to pinpoint, nail down where I'm falling out in the flow. And you brought up the idea of a past life, false pregnancy,
and
you said that it had to do. It was affecting my flow. I am just dumbfounded. I have zero money, literally, right now. And I don't know where I'm falling out. I don't understand why the flow isn't happening.
Well, the flow is happening. The flow is always happening, guys, and we stop the flow. So
how am I doing?
Well, what the pregnancy has to do with it, Anna, is a pregnancy is a metaphor for creation.
Right.
Right? The masculine and the feminine come together to create a child. That's the most powerful thing we do in embodiment, is to create a new being, a new consciousness. Okay. So in this past life, you were not able to do that. Now, if we take that as a metaphor, you were not able to create. So you fell out of knowing that you're the creation of yourself because of that. And that's what you're yearning and being called to remember again. So right now, back to Scott's discussion, you're worried about money. You're trying to create money from that worry, and that's not how you create. You create something through love and excitement and joy. Or you create not having it through worry. So it's all creation. But you got to start loving money, baby. And also, they're saying, what actions are you taking to make money?
Well, I'm an eBay seller. The sales have died, and I have, I don't know how many items up there. And it's like everything has stopped.
Well, Anna, then go get a job. Can you go get a job?
Well, see, ageism is playing a role here because I tried to do that.
No, not true. Your
beliefs. I've been rejected for a couple of jobs already.
Yes, because you have a belief, number one, in ageism, and number two, you really don't want to go out and work. That's the truth.
Well, I didn't want the jobs I applied for. I will concede
Well,
to
then
that,
you
yes.
got what you wanted, honey. That means you're
okay.
a perfect creator. So, all right, you know about the signal going out, that we're an
yes.
electrical signal that goes out. What you just told me that you sent out to the universe was, I don't have any money, and I don't really want to work. I don't want these jobs I'm going out for, but I need money. And the universe goes, well, how the hell am I supposed to help you create that? I can't give you the jobs because you don't want the jobs, because you don't really want to go out and work. So you have two choices, Anna. You go out and work and want to, or you find something that you can do over the internet at home, like the eBay thing, something different or some other ideas that will make you money. Those are your
okay,
choices
so where,
right now.
Where am I falling out with the
You're
sales
falling
thing?
Out by not being in alignment with money.
Okay.
Right
okay.
now you don't like money. You don't want to work to make money. You just want something easy to bring the money in. And yet you don't like the money. So money's going away from you instead of coming towards you.
And is it that I'm – because I do say, not consistently enough, but I have stated I love money. Money flows easily. Is it because –
Yeah, but
does it,
when
where,
I say you
line...
believe it, Anna, and you really feel it, I get a no.
Okay.
Again, right. guys, we're not – saying empty affirmation BS stuff here. We are directing ourselves. You are saying, Anna, I am telling my brain and all my energy to move into the feeling, open my heart, open my chakras around money. I love having money. And I'm willing to do what I need to do to make the money. In a balanced way through divine love. Get yourself in alignment with that, and you will be more willing to attract the job to you where you can make money.
Okay.
All right. Look, guys, you see, this is all about your power, knowing your power, and standing in your power. It's what we talked about. We're all being asked to look at it in different ways, in different subjects, that we need to break through to go, by God, I'm the power of me, and I'm creating this, and I'm safe to do it, and I love it. Okay.
And you have to feel it, right?
Yeah. Yes, feeling it. Feeling it is one of the most important elements, because the universe, I mean, if some guy looks at you and goes, yeah, I love you, and you stand there and you go, well, I don't feel that you love me. Those are just words. Well, the universe works the same way. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet, sweetheart.
I love you.
All right, Mr. Kirk, I love you too, Anna. Kirk, what's up? I love it. We've got all my guys here today.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! What's up, baby?
I am I'm loving the painting I'm doing, and I really want to keep painting, and I feel like I'm getting a lot of resistance from myself when it comes to taking care of paperwork.
The first word they gave me was success, Kirk, and as long as I've known you, you've had this battle with yourself.
Okay.
Of really allowing yourself to be incredibly through the roof, powerfully successful.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of you that thinks you need to stay more humble and work for your art. That's an idea you can let go of. I just spent the day yesterday at the Norton Simon looking at all the 14th and 15th century artists that, you know, oh my God, such amazing, amazing stuff there. You know, but they allowed themselves to be, well, really kept by patrons, people that paid them well, people that paid for their livings. They were paid to do what they loved to do. And then somewhere, all of us that moved into artistic realms that were spiritual got it into our psyche somehow that artists should suffer. Well, I don't know about you, Kirk, but the artist in me doesn't want to own that one anymore.
All right.
You know?
That
is representative of knowing your power, and it's emotional for you, by the way, in case you're interested.
Yeah.
It's an emotional fear that when you really look on paper and go, damn, look how powerful I am, look how much I made, it's not okay. So you just don't do the paperwork because you don't want to claim that because of the part of you that's still fighting your power. Guys, it's time to let go. Be successful. Be powerful. Do you understand that the world needs us to step up right now? Otherwise, the people who don't have a progressive consciousness, they're going to be the ones that are in power. And we're going to sit back and judge everything that they're doing because they're not doing it through a higher consciousness. And yet we won't step in and do it. So that time's got to end now, especially in this country, they're saying, especially in this country. If we want to keep this country the way most of us know it and love it, you have to step up right now for yourselves. Okay, go ahead, Kirk.
I'm experiencing the success now. And the paperwork has to do with last year's taxes, and I feel like it's going to remind me of the old story.
Yeah, but that right there, Kirk, is where you fight yourself.
I understand.
Okay, so you can't fully embrace your power and your success now while you're looking backwards a year into your old story. Do your taxes and go, great. I am standing in my power so much now that I know I'll never recreate this, ever. What I'm creating now is handling my money in a balanced way, making even more money, putting my taxes away as I go, so that I can actually experience knowing my power. You see, when you do stuff like that, Kirk, you set yourself up so you can't experience being in your power. And so it's, I am, I'm not, I am, I'm not, I am. And that's, I guarantee you, everybody on this show, that's what they're experiencing right now. And we need to be done with it, period. Everybody has to handle their business, go to work, do your taxes, whatever is going to make you feel and give you the experience that you are in your power, that you are living your power and knowing your power. Anything you do that takes you out of that is a game you're still playing with yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. I know, it's tough love. I've been loving myself toughly all week. But the breakthroughs that happen are quite astounding. All right, Kirk? You are a brilliant artist. You open people's heart. You open their chakras. You open their appreciation for life. That's worth getting paid for energetically. And the way you get paid for is not only the love of your art that you experience from people, but the financial that they pay you also. You know, I have people emailing me all the time going, we think you charge so much. Well, I'm sorry if you think that. I charge less than pretty much anybody doing this work, but I'm not going to disrespect myself by thinking that my time, my expertise, and my energy isn't worth compensation. That's not self-love. That's martyrdom. I'm not interested. Okay?
Yep.
All right. I know my Baptist preacher came out there, but you know how to handle my Baptist preacher. I love you, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay.
That was such an incredible lesson for everybody, guys. Look, everybody that's bringing in stuff today is for everybody. I don't have a name here. 626-536, you're on the air. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, who is this, please?
This is Reva.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. He came on.
How
and
are
you, you? I'm great. I'm great. How great to hear from you. What's up?
Well, let me first tell you what's very interesting is I did not push the button to be on. So how cool is that?
Well.
So I'm going, okay, wait a minute, 626. And then you went 536. I said, well, I better say hello in case it's me. And it is.
Yeah, and you're supposed to be here. What do you want to know? Because you know now what you want to know.
Well, what I know is that this is a great call, first of all. And second of all, I love what you just said about, GD, you charge so much. And what Stephanie told me when we were working the steps was, you know what, that's their pocketbook, not yours.
Yeah.
And
it's
that's
also,
just a great lesson.
It's also, you know, it's also their consciousness. Because,
yes,
guys,
exactly.
If you want something for nothing, that's not an equal exchange of energy. And the more you step up and are willing not only to receive, oh, that's another lesson I got this week. I was working on something, and it was all about, D, you know, you give and you give and you give and you give and you give your love, but you're not so good at receiving it, which kind of floored me. And I resonated with it. So let's all come forward to claim I am receiving all the love from myself and from the universe. I'm worth it and I deserve it. So I'm working on that one too.
And I know I'm valuable.
You bet. Well, Reva, you're valuable to me. They want to know what's going on with relationships because for some reason you're bringing in the power of relationships for everybody on the show. No pressure.
Well, relationships in general or specifically?
Well, it's the same thing in your case.
Okay. Just, so I would say in general, my relationship with myself, especially this past 2 weeks of being really sick, you know, working with you and being on the webinar and stuff, that my relationship with myself and loving me, as you've taught for years, is the most important, which then I take out into the world. And every relationship, whether it's a close friendship or simply a hi to the cashier at Trader Joe's, is of the utmost importance because I raise the bar when I have that better relationship with me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you put that out, when you put that out to everyone and you allow their experience of loving you back and you receive that, then it's a complete circle. So we all just have to receive, you know, we're asking the universe and ourselves for everything we want now, and we're supposed to. All I want to give you all the desires of your heart. That's what God said. God is all thought and all possibility. You can use the term the force. The universe wants to give us all the desires of our heart, and we have to be open to receiving them per the discussion with Kirk.
Yep. Exactly.
So you know what occurred to me? You know, I've been working on really playing with the big boys again. Well, I'm a member of the Academy, and so I get all of these invitations to go meet the stars and the directors and everything, and I haven't chosen to go to one, and it was like I ran into a light bulb 2 days ago, and I went, well, Dee, see, and this is back to Anna in North Carolina, you see, I'm asking to play with the big boys, and yet I'm denying the opportunities to go be with the big boys when the universe is bringing them to me.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, I ran into a huge frickin' light bulb there. So if I, and I know where it comes from. A long time ago, I went to one of these luncheons. And I said hi to Bobby De Niro, and he said, I'm sorry, who are you? And I said, Dee Wallace, and he looked at me and shrugged his shoulders and walked off. And I took a hit. I took a huge freaking hit. But you see, I created that because he was being a representation of my belief that the big guys didn't know who I was. And that's why I don't go, you know, to the things I'm invited to, where I would mingle with a lot of the people that I have utmost respect and honor for. So it's like Anna going out and getting a job. I got to go out and get a job. Maybe it wasn't you, Anna. I'm sorry if it wasn't you. Somebody we were talking to. You guys are following the theme here, though.
Yes.
And I don't know why they want me to tell you this. I was in a parking lot coming out of Roman's bookstore, and this lovely African-American lady came up to me, and she started crying. She said, please, ma'am, I'm pregnant. My husband died 3 weeks ago of cancer. And I don't have anywhere to live, and I'm scared to death. Please, I don't want to be on the streets. I could get a motel for $57 today. And my friend that was with me took my arm and, you know, and I said, you know, I've got $50 here. I said, stop crying. You don't have to whine for it. I'm going to give it to you with a lot of love. And we walked away, and, you know, my friend said, well, that was really generous of you. I really follow what I'm told. And that means I get the hit immediately, and then I've learned to trust it. Because are there a lot of scammers? You bet. And you see, it was my moment to experience how much I had. And so I gave it to her. And I felt really good about it. I felt that I had created a lot of love and peace for that lady for at least last night.
And you followed your inspiration.
I did. And I gave her love, and she came up to hug me, and I received all that love back.
Yep.
But remember, guys, it's your moment. So also, in your quest of knowing your power and feeling your power and living in your power, ask yourself, where can I give? Because giving is incredibly powerful. Okay? Thank you, Rita,
and I
for
missed
that.
You in Pasadena yesterday. I can't believe you were in town.
Well, I was in town doing something with someone else.
I'm working, but you and I
still have to create that date for sure.
And
I love you, baby.
Let me just give a plug to Gab's book, and let me tell folks, when I read a book like this, I only read a few pages every morning after I do my spiritual reading. And for her book, it's a challenge for me to put it down because it is so well written, so good, and such fun. So, guys, get the book if you haven't. It really is a fun, good, interesting, deep read.
Great, Reva. Thank you for that little plug. And, again, it's Eat, Pray, hashtag FML. And you can get it on Amazon. Thank you, baby. That was.
Love you, bye.
I love you big. Bye-bye. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, beautiful bee. Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
I don't have anything specific today. I think I just wanted to feel connected to everybody. Raise my hand.
You are always connected to all of us.
Yes. I'm still in it with the work stuff. I really appreciated the claim that we found last week, and I've been using that a lot.
Yeah, just
and
keep
right
doing
now
it and feeling it and really being sincere, they're saying, about it. There's a little bit of, okay, I'm going to try this to see if I can switch it. But you really need to move into the experience of it. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
Okay.
What came up for me today, I opened up my schedule for the next week, and I had a huge reaction, and then I just thought, well, maybe it's okay to get angry. You know, I'm not sure where that.
Well, yeah, but what are you angry about? Do you want to work there? Well, yeah, let's start there because because I get a yes. So,
yes,
again,
right.
You can't get something while you're not loving what you're asking for. So what are you asking for at work?
Well, it was just there's a particularly challenging section, and it's supposed to be rotated, and it's really – it's really, really challenging, and I'm on. I've been given it 3 Saturdays in a row, which could really affect both my income and my stress and just everything. And when I mentioned it before, the manager just said, "Oh, well, it's not intentional." So I think that's a big key word for me about one, getting intentional.
Well, yeah.
Two,
so what do you want? What do you want? Tell me what you want, Iris. I want to work what? If you could set the schedule, what would it be?
Yeah. Well, so Sorry, my headset's freaking out right now. Right now it would be I want to work 5 dinners and I want to be on the weekend shifts. I want to be fully on, not on call.
Okay. All right. When I say you have commanded those things, I get a no. I am the power of me. I know I am the power of me. I am creating working dinners through the week. I am creating working weekends in the shifts that I love. I am creating, making a lot of money anytime that I'm working, having a beautiful time in harmonious working conditions with everybody. And I am creating loving going to work right now. Start with all those things, Iris, because you're looking at what you don't have. And if you keep looking at what you don't have, the universe never hears what you want, ever. Okay?
Great. Right. That makes sense.
All right, sweetheart. You know how to do this, but do it. Oh, you guys. Arr! Hey, Kimmy, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Awesome show, as always.
Thank you, baby.
You betcha. I have been having like cramps in my left foot. And I know my left foot has to do with power.
Yep, and walking forward into it.
And thank you. And it seems like when I'm like, okay, I'm going to do X, it just cramps up. And I told, and I
well, let me tell you why.
Going,
let me tell you why. Because you say, I'm going to do this, which means you're walking out into your power to do it. So we want to find out, again, it's an emotional thing about your power. Sheets. But give me a song, Kim.
It just, Merrily We Roll Along.
Yeah. Okay. So you got to give up the comfort of the status quo, dude.
Well, actually, that's interesting you say that because I was, you know, thinking, okay, I looked at that and my little girl was always, you know, play small. But now that I'm stepping into my power and going bigger, she's in reaction to that. It's like, okay,
well,
come on back.
Sure.
Come on back. We can't do that.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's why your foot's cramping up.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to walk forward, she's pulling you back. We
exactly.
Just, it's like, feel the fear and do it anyway, guys, because there's really nothing there to fear, except you just don't know yet until you step out. Do you understand?
Exactly.
The other thing is they're saying on a more mundane level or physical level, you need to stretch your calves more.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I'm on it.
Yeah, like on a slant board kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Really, 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 and this is good for everybody. Anybody that's got back stuff or foot stuff or leg stuff, you can't imagine how much of it comes from your calves being too tight. It's weird. The more I work with it with my trainer, the weirder it gets, but it just is. So I would try that, Kim.
I'm on it. Thank you very much.
Okay. And tell your little girl, thank you very much, but they're my feet now. We're walking out and you're coming with me, period. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Let me see who's down here that I haven't gotten to. Well, I don't have some names, but 305-300.
Yes.
You're on.
Deanna, it's Deanna. Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I was happy that I remembered that you're on today, so I started listening. Listen, I got a question. My problem, and you are a master of this, is volume. How do I increase my volume confidently?
Define what you mean by volume.
When I speak in a very low voice, a tiny little... May I come in, voice?
Okay. That's the right question. So we want to know what you can get into alignment in order to speak clearly your truth. That's what you're wanting. I speak clearly. It's more about speaking clearly, they're saying, than speaking loudly, because the softness comes because you're kind of afraid of being heard.
Yes.
So you want to
How
speak.
How do I?
Well, hold on. Sheets, book, give me a song, please.
All you need is love.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. How you do it is you love yourself and love yourself and love yourself more, and know that everything you have to say is worthwhile, and you say it powerfully. But if we don't love ourselves, guys, then we never move into truly knowing that I am the creation of me. And we keep our chakras closed, which limits our experience of power that we're living in.
As
so I love me.
As you were talking earlier, I was thinking that we are both inhabited by our ideas and also inhibited by our ideas.
Beautifully said. I might steal that, Deanna. Beautifully said.
I'm finishing the book. I'm almost finishing Bright Light. I think I got about 10 pages to go, and that's the hardest part.
What is?
The last 10 pages.
Why?
Because when you like something and it reaches the end, it just sort of like feels like a door is closing.
Oh, no. When you reach the end, the next door opens and the next book finds you, and the more empowerment you walk into. Just like death, somebody dies, it's a great big birthday on the other side. Guys, creation, learning, expansion never, ever, ever stops. It goes on forever. Okay? So finish my book and pick up Gabrielle's. You'll like it. Good to hear from you, sweetheart. All right, we're over, guys. Let's say it together. Come on, with meaning. All right? I love me. And I love me. Woo! And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.